Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today we'll explore three compelling articles. How we contain Claude across products from Anthropic, U.S. law enforcement warns of anti-tech extremism as AI hatred grows from Ars Technica, and Musk says U.S. military suicide drones used Starlink in violation of SpaceX rules, also from Ars Technica. These pieces unveil broad yet intersecting themes within the burgeoning landscape of technology, governance, and societal response. First up is How We Contain Claude Across Products, published on May 22nd. In this article, Anthropic provides a fascinating insight into not only the increasing capabilities of their AI agent, Claude, but also the engineering hurdles that accompany such extraordinary advancements. As Claude continues to develop into a more sophisticated AI tool, ensuring safe deployment through effective containment strategies becomes of utmost importance. This necessity reflects a pressing reality in the sphere of AI development: how to maximize productivity without compromising safety. The article sheds light on the delicate balancing act between human supervision and automated approval of AI-driven actions, emphasizing the critical need for containment techniques. These techniques manage the access and actions of Claude in a way that mitigates potential risks while still capitalizing on its capabilities. It leads us into a deeper discussion about the very nature of oversight in AI deployment. How much control can we successfully maintain while allowing these systems the freedom to operate efficiently? The author begins with a nuanced overview of the evolution of containment strategies at Anthropic. Initially, the company adopted a more traditional human-in-the-loop approach. Under this model, Claude would request permission from a human operator before executing actions. However, as time passed, this method proved to be increasingly unreliable. Users often experienced decision fatigue, leading them to approve requests without adequately considering the implications of their choices. This shift in user behavior, essentially the inability to maintain vigilance, brings forth a compelling concern about how to uphold oversight in a world where digital interactions are becoming not only commonplace, but essential. In response to these challenges, Anthropic has innovated Claude Code Auto Mode, automating the approval process. This policy aims to enhance safety while still allowing human operators to remain engaged in crucial decision-making processes. This decision at the intersection of technology and human psychology offers a vivid example of the risks inherent in relying conventionally on human oversight in environments where the stakes are extraordinarily high. Still, amid these advances, the article carries a sober reminder. Even the most sophisticated automated systems cannot fully eliminate risks, given that they operate under conditions of uncertainty and potential errors. As the conversation deepens, the article transitions into a discussion about implementing a more robust containment strategy. This strategy shifts away from mere supervision and focuses on enforcing stringent access limits through technological safeguards, such as sandboxes and virtual machines. The engineering team at Anthropic has invested considerable resources into crafting safe operating environments where Claude can execute tasks intelligently while minimizing unintended consequences. This phase of development represents a meticulous balance, recognizing that while the risk of accidental missteps may decrease with stronger containment measures, the potential harm could still grow as the AI's capabilities expand. At its core, this article emphasizes the ongoing struggle to balance innovation with caution. This balancing act is pivotal, not only for companies such as Anthropic, but also for society at large, as we grapple with the implications of increasingly intelligent AI systems. A pressing ethical question emerges: how can we embrace AI advancements while safeguarding our ability to control the consequences these technologies present? As societal reliance on AI grows deeper, this question demands careful consideration, exploring the boundaries of safety, autonomy, and oversight. Next, we delve into the second article, U.S. law enforcement warns of anti-tech extremism as AI hatred grows, published on May 27th. This article presents a stark look at the social and political consequences of rapidly advancing AI technologies. As AI systems proliferate throughout various sectors, a burgeoning backlash is emerging, a reaction that has resulted in the government categorizing certain dissenting voices as anti-tech extremists. Recent incidents, including attacks on technology executives and widespread demonstrations against data centers, have captured the attention of federal intelligence agencies. Notably, over 1,000 pages of internal reports have surfaced, indicating a marked shift in law enforcement's focus towards surveilling and addressing what the government now defines as a new breed of threat, anti-tech extremism. This evolving narrative depicts a troubling landscape of potential repression and heightened scrutiny. At the heart of this tension lies a heightened anxiety surrounding AI's impact on critical socioeconomic structures, particularly jobs and privacy. A significant portion of the population, feeling increasingly marginalized, is expressing fears that sophisticated AI algorithms might render their skills obsolete. The government's reaction to these anxieties, tightly surveilling groups and individuals expressing anti-tech sentiments, further deepens the chilling atmosphere for those voicing concerns about technological progress. An alarming takeaway from the article is the introduction of the term anti-tech violent extremism into national security debates. This classification raises serious implications for people or organizations who raise legitimate concerns about AI's role in society. When messages of discord regarding technology intermingle with violent extremism, it reveals a disconcerting relationship between state response and public dissent. The specter of civil unrest, especially in urban areas, looms large in the minds of policymakers and law enforcement, presenting critical questions about the capacity to voice dissent in an age of accelerated technological change. As we analyze the implications of this rhetoric, we find ourselves wrestling with how the definitions of extremism are evolving. The act of protesting against technology, or even expressing criticism, finding itself lumped together with violent extremism, signals potential dangers for the framing of dissent. How governmental responses evolve and how they intersect with public sentiment will be essential themes as we venture deeper into an era shaped by AI and technologies that influence daily life. Finally, we turn to the third article. Musk says U.S. military suicide drones used Starlink in violation of SpaceX rules, published on May 26. This narrative pivots to a specific yet crucial conversation at the intersection of military requirements and corporate technology. The piece explores the implications surrounding the use of the Starlink network by military drones during conflicts, raising significant ethical and compliance concerns related to technology deployment. Elon Musk's assertion that military drones improperly utilized the Starlink service, designed for commercial use, instead of the designated Starshield government network, emphasizes a complex relationship between defense contracts and corporate responsibility. Musk's claims of miscommunication or mishaps underscore the ongoing tension within the military-industrial landscape, where governmental needs can clash with corporate protocols and terms of service. This incident brings forth critical themes around accountability and the responsibilities technology corporations hold when their innovations are appropriated for military purposes. As tech firms increasingly operate within defense sectors, navigating not only the legal landscape, but also managing ethical considerations becomes imperative. This dual lens will be paramount as we venture further into the age of advanced technological application. The financial elements of these discussions cannot be ignored, particularly in light of the pricing for military usage, such as the $25,000 per drone fee, compared to the more modest previous rate of $5,000. This dramatic price increase prompts broader conversations about how technology providers may be leveraging military applications for profit, raising ethical questions around the commercialization of defense technologies. Musk's comments reveal the complexities and challenges surrounding transparency and accountability. In a scenario where large interests intersect, especially those as powerful as military contracts and high-tech corporations, ensuring responsible governance becomes increasingly pressing. The scrutiny surrounding military applications of technology presents an opportunity for deeper explorations into rights and oversight. Questions about how we govern the use of advanced technologies in military contexts remain ripe for exploration, with implications for both corporate practices and public policy. These three articles combined weave a rich narrative that reflects our collective journey through technological innovation, societal impacts, and the continuous negotiation between governance, ethical responsibility, and corporate obligations. As we sift through these discussions around AI and technology, it becomes abundantly clear that we're at a crucial inflection point. Every decision made within this landscape carries potential ripple effects across socio-political dynamics and ethical boundaries, highlighting the urgent need for dialogue and action among stakeholders at all levels. The crossroads at which we find ourselves not only shapes the future of AI, but also lays the groundwork for how society will respond to the challenges posed by technological advancements today and into tomorrow. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.